At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bros. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Ben?
You know, I am just wonderful. How are you doing? What's going on with you?
Good. Excited to be here for another Below Deck regular classic flavor kind of an episode, Ben.
Yeah. You know what I liked about this episode that we're about to recap is that up to this point, I feel like it's been kind of a 50-50 in terms of who's more terrible, Alyssa or Camille. And then this episode, Camille said, you know what? I would like to take the reins. And she's like, no, I am the worst worker. And so I really liked having that clarity. That was great for me.
Well, Alyssa hasn't been a bad worker, has she?
No, but I shouldn't say about bad worker, but like there's been a lot of passive aggression from Alyssa. So it's kind of like she's super passive aggressive, but then Camille's a bad worker. So who's like the most at fault? And I feel like now the needle has really moved towards Camille being a terrible worker.
Well, I think Camille's just sucked the whole time. Yeah. Now, I'm always going to be excited when the last episode ends with dirty, disgusting, tramp, swampy bitch. Yeah. So I was already excited because that's really all I need. I'm a Bravo fan. You know, that's really all I need to get me back to the next episode. Also, I got a fish this weekend. And thank you, everybody. Thank you. Sit down. Cigars. No cigars, guys. But I was trying to come up with a name for the fish, and of course, I couldn't get dirty, disgusting, tramp, swampy bitch out of my head. I didn't go with that, but I was tempted. Mm.
Yeah. What? And the name is?
Baby Gorgeous.
Baby Gorgeous the fish.
Yeah, Baby Gorgeous the fish. But, you know, I still might get him a sister named Dirty, Disgusting, Tramp, Swampy Bitch. Because, I mean, after a while, it rolls off your tongue. It takes some practice, but after a while, it rolls off your tongue.
Can beta fish coexist with each other? Or do they have to be in separate?
Well, I've learned a lot about beta fish recently. Okay? Yesterday, you know, when I got home with the fish. And, or 2 days ago. And basically, I learned that women can get along. It's like the opposite of Bravo people, you know? Mm. Women can get along really well, and they're called a school of fish. But men will just kill each other.
Yeah. That's what men do, unfortunately. Men are... I just didn't think that toxic masculinity, you know, extended to beta fish, but that really does make sense.
It's nature, okay? So next time you see one of those gigantic pickup trucks as big as a semi about to run you off the road for driving a hybrid, you know, just remember, it's nature.
Okay? Yeah, it's beta fish nature.
But well, in the beta fish world, the guys who are killing each other still wear fabulous ball gowns, so I say they're still way more progressive than us.
So if you put a lady beta in there, it should be okay because they're just going to hump and stuff, right?
No, well, fish don't hump. I don't think that's how they do it.
No, I think there's like eggs that are laid and then, well, but the eggs have to be fertilized.
Betas are bitchy fish. Because even when you have women together, you have to keep them far apart. They say, watch the tank and make sure you're there to make peace. What the fuck does that mean? How do you make peace between two fish? What kind of advice is that?
You have to become the Andy Cohen of beta fish. You have to basically be like, okay, well, I'm sure deep down inside, you guys both love each other, right? Is there, okay, what? Okay, beta fish, tell me your rose and your thorn from this tank.
Is there any hope of unpacking a resolution to this today within the next 10 minutes? Because I'm a parent now. I got to get home.
Andy, all I have to say is there was a beautiful flake of food just descending in the water, and I was just about to eat it, and then she came and ate it instead. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's over. She showed me who she really is.
Okay, so let's get into this. It's 6:30 in the morning on turnover day, and Tony and Ben are in their cabin. Yeah. And Tony's like, were you lucky last night? Oh, you were close, bro. Come on, you were on the right track. And Ben's like, well, she did give me a lap dance with her twerk. So there's that.
Yeah, bro, you're almost, it's going to be, that's a good sign, man. And like today, I mean, it's amazing. We're getting apple turnovers. Turnover day has nothing to do with pastries, unfortunately.
Captain Sandy's not on this boat yet, bro. All right, everyone. This is Captain Sandy just telling you I'm going to come on your cast soon. And hope you're ready for turnover day. You know, that's what I hear.
Is this rumor true?
That's what I hear from the bitchiest housewife of all time, Sasha Medea. She tells me that the new captain is going to be Captain Hugs herself, Captain Sandy.
That's wild. Well, she'll be able to handle this boat after spending an entire summer getting in and out of dolphins in Malta. That's for sure. And she's going to bring some apple turnovers, too, because the turnover brings turnovers. That's what a real captain does.
So the captain is limping around because he's still in a lot of pain and recovering from his nerve damage, and he's just groaning. I mean, they just keep showing little scenes of Captain Lee limping and going, God damn it.
I know. Poor Captain Lee. It's so sad watching him trying to, like, you know, just get to the chair, you know. So he's like, well, looks like the weather's clear, so it's time to move to the dock. Make sure everything's ready to go. Also, I'd like to add, what's not clear is when this will all be fixed. I'm not used to being out of control as a captain. And to have to relinquish that control to even your own body, it's a hard thing for me to deal with. Pisses me off. You know what else pisses me off? Cinnamon buns, okay? They don't look like buns. They don't look like cinnamon. Might as well call them swirl bread. That's what I would call it. That's what pisses me off. Bad classification of pastries.
You know what? You want something? You need a goddamn it bun. So Ross is, I don't know. People are working. Oh, dressing Katie's for in less. Bed. Yeah. Katie's in bed.
Ooh. Wait, sorry. I know you're about to say something about Katie being in bed, but
it's very important. It's huge. Yeah,
I
know. News.
I sensed like a cresting wave of importance, but I actually have a cresting wave of importance too. We've been saying that Ross has Bryan Cranston face, which he does. But I also came to realize Ross is the answer to a question we've been asking ourselves for a very long time, which is, whatever happened to Lisa Vanderpump's friend Martin? We found him. It's Ross. Oh, Ross, God. Is Martin. Martin is Ross.
Oh my God.
Tell me.
Tell me I'm lying.
Look up a picture of Martin, Lisa Vanderpump Martin, and tell me that's not Ross.
Kidding? I don't need to look up a picture of him. I've got him in my brain forever. It's Housewives canon.
This is either what has happened to Martin or this is Martin's origin story. Either way, I'm going with that.
Oh, Fartin' Martin. So guess what? Katie is still in bed. I mean, even after all of that Martin content, Katie is still in bed.
And, she still slept through it.
She's doing my favorite staying in bed thing where your alarm's going off right next to your ear and you still stay in bed. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you get when you're hot. That's what you get to do. Sleep real late.
That's how we do it in Miami. I'm so glad I went to Miami this weekend, I have to say, because I feel like I have so much more context for Real Housewives of Potomac, for Katie's excuses, really just for those two things. But still, I feel like I have a deeper understanding. So when she says, yeah, in Miami, we just like take our shirt. We don't eat for 3 days. And then we take our shirts off on the fourth day to clean the boat. I'm like, oh, I see that now.
Yeah. You see how it's all connected. So we go to the galley and Rachel's talking to Fraser and she's like, I don't really feel like talking today. So I'm going to be really quiet. He's like, okay, then.
It's like, that sounds absolutely terrible. Wonderful. Okay. So then, basically Katie is still sleeping. She's 35 minutes late. So Ross is getting mad. So he decides he's going to wake her up and he's kind of like pissy, understandably so, justifiably so, in fact. And he's like, well, you know, partying hard, it goes hand in hand, like a penis in a lady's hand. Sorry, did I say that part out loud? Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, listen, sometimes on a yacht, you're bleeding alcohol out of the skin. But however, you still need to show up at work.
And then we cut to Fraser and Haley making the bed with Alyssa. And Haley's like, that pillow is one of the most disgusting pillows I've ever seen in my goddamn life, am I right? And Fraser's like, no skill at all. Let me show you how to do this. You grab the pillow at the top, then you fold it under, and then you say, goddamn it, pillow, you better listen to me. You're no longer going to be a pillow. I'm so sorry, pillow. Did I do something wrong? Please talk to me again, pillow. Pillow, come back!
Yeah, and... Yeah, and she's like, and Haley's like, but what have I been doing wrong? He's like, oh, you're doing it. You're an absolute disgusting pillow maker. Here, let me show you how you do it. You take the pillow, you hold the weight at the top, you grab by the top, and you wiggle, 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 and you put it down. You fold it underneath. Now you try it. No. Oh goodness, God, this is. I would rather poke both of my eyeballs out and throw myself into the ocean than look at one of your disgusting pillow folding exercises ever again.
And she's like, well, in my granny's eye, the worst chief Steve from hell made me sleep in the laundry room for 2 months. And she's like, but Fraser's the kindest ever. He's me boat mummy. And she calls him the stew whisperer. And he's like, I love housekeeping. So then we go to the deck and Camille's like, I'm on the good old fender. Where does it need to be watched? It's me, Camille. It's ready to... All right, you can stop twerking on the fender now, Camille. All right, not this incredibly hard. But.
Yeah, and then also something else from before is that when Ross woke Katie up, by the way, so he's telling her, like, by the way, you were supposed to be up at 7:15, and she goes, oh, really? I didn't know what time you were supposed to be up. I didn't realize that. Oh, I must not have heard you when you said 7:15. I'm like, you set your alarm. Why would you set your alarm? You can't oversleep an alarm and then say, I didn't know what time I was supposed to be up. You literally had an alarm set. I don't trust her.
Don't trust her. So the captain's like, all right, everybody get your shit straightened out because I'm heading in and I want complete silence. And I mean complete silence. If I hear one peep, I'm going to explode like a mosquito on a fat kid's arm. So then he tells us the first time you dock a new boat is intense. You can go in with, I think I can get it to the dock. There's none of that shit. This is your job. Stop sniveling, cupcake, or I'm going to sling you out your ass up like a dominatrix at a food court, you muffin top little bus bench. God, I'm not really feeling myself today.
Why? Who is he yelling at? It's not like, are we like potential captains? We're like, we can't do it. We're like, yes, it's fine. Go take it in. We're not doubting you. So now it's like decking lines, ropes. Come on, take it up. We don't have all goddamn day. I don't want to hear a peep. I don't want to hear no. Can I hear a peep?
No peeps. We're not trying to get a sourdough loaf to rise, you kumquats. God, I really need to get some rest.
And then Tony, what are you doing? Polishing shoes with another shoe? Off my game.
So Tony's telling us, I'm pretty green. We get like a let's get to know Tony moment. So he's like, yeah, I've been working as an adventure guide. So I do like sea kayaking, free diving. I do jet skis, zip line, tap dancing, grocery store checking, tin roof rusting.
tabletop hockey. Oh God. Wait, I'm sorry. Amazon's calling. Amazon's trying to drop off my, hold on. Hold on. Hello. Yes, you can just throw it over the fence. Thank you. Bye.
Amazon's sorry, everyone. Like, hi, we're delivering God some. Damn. We're delivering some bombs. So, sir, would you like us to leave these bombs? Well, just throw them over the fence.
Now, listen, we're doing a recap, and I don't want to hear a peep out of Amazon right now, okay? I'm angrier. I'm angrier than a bluebird in a blender. Am I right? Not my greatest work, and a little morbid. A little morbid.
Oh, my God, we're all going to die. All right, good job, everybody. Great job. So then, if we just cut to Rachel going, why? God damn motherfucker, shit face, fuck, fuck. You know, Rachel. And then, work, 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 work. Frasier's telling Camille to get her priorities straight, to get laundry done and crew laundry. And then Ross is talking to Lee, and Lee's like, get your deck team to the bridge, please. We have a very serious conversation to have.
Yeah, we are. Let me tell you something. This is a conversation that is gonna be had, and you're going to remember it for the. You will be shaking in your boots when you hear what I have to say right now.
Good job today, good job. Everybody. All right,
good job. Great job. You guys, you almost reach kiddo level. It's almost a big group of kiddos. Not quite.
We're not quite at the kiddo awards yet, but it is the season. All right. Now, docking came off flawlessly, and I do appreciate that. So carry on. Get out. Just standing there like a bunch of turkeys waiting to get stuffing up your cornholes. Disperse!
Did you mention Camille ironing? By the way, I got distracted by the Amazon thing. Did you just talk about how she was ironing and the steam? Did you talk about that?
No. Please do, though.
This lady, she's like sitting there ironing. And she hits the button, the steam button. You know, on the iron, when you hit the steam button, it goes, and she goes, ow. And then she does it again. She goes, ow. I always do that. That's like the 15th time. Lady, if you're going to hit the steam button, move your hand out of the way. What's wrong with you?
And then she's wearing sunglasses, and she's like, ow. And Alyssa sees her, and she's like, oh, I love that you're inside with your sunglasses on. Ow, the steam.
Good old Camille. Can't believe that quarterback dumped her. So now Fraser's like, all right, interior meeting. Stews, all the stews come here. All right. How's everyone doing? Have we figured out how to put a pillow on a bed yet? No, Haley? Okay, we'll work on that.
Guys, I just wanted to say, we're going through teething issues. And I'd like to say to you just what I would say to any baby. You bite me one more goddamn time, I'm going to fucking kill you, you miscreant. All right. Please don't hate me, baby. Please don't hate me. Now, it got dark, but we got through it, and we're going to go through it again. So it's important to keep thinking that we are at our lowest low. All right? Until the next day, when it can go even lower. Just remember, it can always, always be more terrible than it is right now.
You know, right now... Right now is like pretending to laugh at any one of your jokes. I'm at the lowest of the low. Am I right? Anyway, like I said, we are going through teething issues. So if you see Camille gnawing at the side of the yacht, that's why she's doing that.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, generally, I think we all get along pretty well, don't you? And Camille's like, generally, yes. Ow! It's not even a steamer on, Camille. I know, but I'm still remembering it. It hurted.
All right, well, we're not going to see eye to eye on anything. You know, for instance, most of us will make beds and Camille will just sit around. And we just won't see eye to eye on stuff. That's life. That's human nature. And we're going to be short with each other. And, you know, some of us will just do stupid things like burn themselves on irons. That was for you, Camille. Oh, sorry, memory. Memory burn again.
All right, amazing. Glad we had this meeting. All right, now just go keep being human, doing what humans do in human nature. Pooping, cleaning, pooping more, having sex with 37 people and masturbating to pictures of yourself. Yes, right, motherfucker. All right, everyone back to work.
Thanks for bringing that call back, Beck. Like that. It's made some of the best work.
Cut to Rachel going, damn it, fuck me in the ass. And then cut back to another scene.
Yeah, So now Ross is reprimanding Katie, and he's like, no, just as a reminder, I told everyone 7:15. She goes, I totally didn't hear that, even though she totally did. And she set an alarm as evidence that she heard it. So Ross goes, well, obviously I'm not happy about it, but we can't be late on deck, and it lets the rest of the team down, and it's probably not coincidental that it happens after an evening out with alcohol involved, and obviously we don't want to make a repeat performance of it. Sexual performance it is. Oh God, innuendo. Why do I always have so much innuendo in the things I say?
Katie tells us, it definitely makes it worse if this is coming from a guy I like. Because, like, as a girl, you do have to work harder than the guys. And you do have to prove yourself day in, day out. So it's like a sinking feeling that I'm feeling right now.
What does she like about this guy? Ugh. It's like being sexually attracted to dried corn, you know?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Then Tony is starting to have a really bad day. He's like zoning out and he's just not into it today. And it's just slowly starting to build. And he messes something up and Ben's like, why did you squeegee the hula horning on the flirty flangin? And he's like, oh, bro, there's a day. There's a place that I go. It's called La La Land. But. What's the song from La La Land? Sorry, I was going to sing it, but I forgot how it goes. Like,
God, I can't believe all those songs from La La Land. We can't remember how they go. Wow. All those wonderful songs.
It's one of those musicals you come out of the theater humming and you're going, oh, how did that song go?
It's the music from La La Land both gets in your head and yet you can never actually remember how it goes.
You don't come out humming, like you thing. Come out humming. Like, huh?
Huh? No. There's a place for us. No, that's not La La Land.
So then we go to Captain, who's in his office, and Camille does another try at delivering laundry. And he's like, I am very particular about my clothing, as you might notice from the golden seagulls flying over a beach thing that I wear to every captain's dinner. And Camille's doing that baby voice thing where she's saying, I was actually in the laundry room thinking you must be used to this.
Yeah, she's like very nervous, you know, because, and she keeps messing up because she just walks into the room and she's like in his closet and she goes, permission to enter? That's a bit after the fact, goddammit. She goes, and so then she's like, so I was thinking, I was in the laundry room, and I was thinking like, well, I'm sure you get this a lot, but, okay, all right there. So creases always go in the front, casual shirts, they get pressed, but never a dry. Okay, crease the casual shirts and put pants in the front. No, God damn it. God, no. Don't dry the casual shirts. Okay, put them over a fire. No. Okay, you'll get it. You'll get it, non-kiddo. You'll get it soon enough.
We work on a super yacht, not on a fucking tramp steamer. That shirt had more wrinkles than a basketball. That's right. Think about it for a minute. So I'm not really sure how that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little off you. You know, basketball, I actually don't really think of basketball as having any wrinkles to be the lines. But, okay, let's try this from the... That shirt has more wrinkles than Ross's face. Yeah, that's better.
That shirt has more wrinkles than a real housewife run out of moisturizer. All right, I'm back on track. Get the fuck out of here, kiddo.
That shirt has more wrinkles than time, as imagined by Madeline What's-Her-Face, who famously wrote A Wrinkle in Time. Okay, that, again, I think I'm back off my game.
That girl's back off the game. That shirt's got more wrinkles than an elephant nutsack. That was pretty good. Should be a little longer, though. You know what? I'm going to keep working on it while I wait for a goddamn shirt to fit.
That shirt has more wrinkles than a piece of paper that someone used to make an origami crane and then realized they actually needed the paper, so they unfolded it and made it flat again.
All right, I quit. I'm leaving the boat.
Regrettable origami. All right, non-kiddo, get back to work.
So now Rachel and Tony are in the mess, and he's like, what do you like to do? And she's like, I like activities, not just sitting around. I hate just fucking sitting around, goddamn. You know, I love activities, doing things. And he's like, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? I jumped out of a plane, still drunk from the night before. Everything. I've done everything. What about you?
Played with sharks. Oh, yeah, I've done that in the Bahamas.
And he's like, I like Rachel because she's crazy as hell. She reminds me of one of my ex-girlfriends. And, you know, she fits me.
Yeah. I love her. Oh, she feeds puts food
me.
In my belly.
She feeds me. Sorry, I misspelled it. She feeds me. How can you not love that?
My favorite activity, being fed. So now
I get you. It's like the first time I bonded with Tony. I'm like, yes, that is how to respect people.
All right. Ross, Rachel, Phoebe. And if Monica's around, we're going to be having a preference sheet meeting in the Sky Lounge, and we will accept Mr. Olander as well.
Cliff, Carla, Norm, Sammy, Woody, get in here.
Smelly Cat, get on in here. And I've got a task for you, too. And you too, Unagi.
So he's like, well, today we got Michelle Pearl. She's a doctor based in Seattle, traveling the world with her girls since college, emergency room surgeons. Wow. God damn it. Day one, Hollywood glam night, multi-course menu highlighting truffles. And Rachel's like, oh, I'm going to nail that one. You pay me to come in, I'm going to slaughter the fuck out of what you need. I'm the menu murderer.
And and then we cut away briefly to Alyssa telling Haley, you, this is stupid. I'm not even going to mention this. It's like, so not, it's like the sink was on and a towel got wet. And Haley's like, I didn't do that, babe. And that was literally it. And I wrote that down. I was like, wait a second. Hold on. This is important. There's a wet hand towel on the boat.
So Camille tries shirt delivery again for the captain, and she's like, hi, can I come in? Well, you're already standing in the room. Ain't that putting the damn it before the god? God damn it.
So I hope I did the shirt right for you. Well, unfortunately, you've just brought me a very wide lasagna noodle, but at this point, I will just accept this, and I will get the shirt from someone else. Thank you, non-kiddo.
So Tony and Ben are talking, and Tony is asking him where he's from. And Ben, we find out that Ben is from the Gold Coast, but everyone thinks he's Spanish, but he's actually indigenous Australian, and his dad is white and his mom is dark. And so he found out from a study that the Australian indigenous people are the oldest culture alive. And then they bond over, you know, this one. We find out more about Ben.
It was interesting. Yeah, he said, he's like, I'm actually more Australian than anyone you've ever met. So, yeah, he basically, and he talks about how when he was a kid, people would be like, oh, you're dark, so you should be the dark girl. And which I think was basically his way of saying that he was sort of like relegated to like a certain bucket or whatever. So then they moved to the East Coast, and where he's more accepted, and he goes, and everyone's tan, so you can't tell the difference anyway. I was like, okay. So then Tony is like, then Tony said that they bond because Tony is also biracial, and so they have that in common. And it was like a nice moment of bonding, etc. And then it just cuts to Haley just like letting out a huge burp in the crew mess.
And she goes, what? Was that me ass?
So then, sometimes I burp when I'm masturbating to myself.
And the captain's like, you need to pay attention to start working, you goddamn leg. You're acting as useless as a calculator at a spelling bee. God damn it.
I was also going to go with an abacus in a calculator convention, but that works too. I just wanted to work a calculator in there in some way. Anyway.
So Alyssa is like, okay, Frazier, so I put the liquor on this side of the bar, and then I put the beers and wines on this side of the bar. He's like, oh, amazing, fabulous, gorgeous, something else. Jesus Christ, we'll have to listen to this again. Where's your goddamn gold medal?
So then they They're all eating pizza, the crew mess, and they're talking about Captain Lee. They kind of really feel bad for him because they can see he's really struggling with his leg, the right side of his body and everything. And Fraser does that. Fraser's saying how he really feels bad for Lee. And then Haley does this thing. For some reason, it annoys me if you're like expressing how you feel about something where she goes, don't, you know, because it actually upsets me. Like, it really upsets me. It's like really not nice. I hate when people do like the, like, oh, that makes, like, oh, this makes me feel bad. No. It makes me feel bad so much that you have to stop saying how you feel bad, and I'm going to express it in a louder, more dramatic way.
It makes me feel more bad based on how much hotter I am than all of you, which is a lot, all right?
Like, the other day, I was looking at a selfie of me, and I was trying to masturbate, okay? I was trying to finger myself. I couldn't because I felt so bad, okay? So I really don't want to talk about it.
And Camille's like, yeah, I mean, it just really upsets me because, like, I don't want him to not be able to perform his job. You know what I mean? I'm like, you still can't iron. You took him the same damn shirt 7 times. Worry about yourself. Get to work.
Camille's also treating Captain Lee like he's got, like, he's 1 foot in the grave. She goes, every time I see him in his little room, his twinkling eyes are like, yay, somebody's here. I'm like, no. I guarantee when he sees you, he's not saying yay. He's probably saying, God damn it. This is a bra.
So now it's the morning. They just go to bed. It's kind of a boring night. And what do we hear? Oh! And it's Tony doing his yoga.
So he's like, even though I'm exhausted, working out for me is my therapy. Because, you know, I thought, you know, I'd get to work and travel, but you finish work, and guess what? There's more work for you. So this is how I deal with it. And if I don't, I get grumpy as fuck. What part of saying you're going to be working on a boat says you're going to be working on a boat and then enjoying riding that boat and being served? No, you are working that boat, sir. Yeah. Working and working and working.
So then Alyssa is calling the girls on the like stew team or whatever on the radio, but Camille doesn't have her radio in and she's just standing in the mirror twerking. But I can't stress enough. We call it twerking because, like, I don't know really what else to call it. This is not twerking.
Undulating.
I'm really not sure.
Gyrating.
I'm really not sure what to call it. It's like one of her discs slipped and she's trying to get it back in. I mean, I don't know how you would say it. I feel like
she's seizing up. She's doing the old seize.
It's like when you've got groceries in your hand, but you're trying to open the door to get into the house.
Yeah.
You know?
That's sort of lowering yourself. Because you got to lower down to the handle because you can't fully extend your arms. You have to do like the little, like, that's a really good comp. I like that. It's like the grocery squat.
Yeah. So Alyssa's like, okay, guys, before you make the beds, please look under the beds and make sure there's no Camille's under there. I mean, make sure there's nothing in the ports down there. Okay. See you later.
Maybe just make sure there's no useless dust bunnies down there. Thanks. So then Ross is giving some orders to the deckies, and Katie's like, I'm feeling a lot of pressure because I overslept yesterday. And, like, in Miami, yacht owners just look at you and think, oh, my God, she just wants to be someone's sugar baby. I mean, that's ridiculous. Did I tell the story yet about how I like to do all my cleaning in a bikini on Fridays? No? Okay. Anyway, I'm not like that, okay? I might be a pretty face who likes to do my work in a bikini, but that's not how I want to – I'm serious about this job.
I like when people say, I might be a pretty face. I'm like, let me be the judge of that.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe that's why she's into Ross. That sort of ups her a little bit.
I'll be the judge of that.
I'll be the judge, yeah.
Yeah, so then Camille and Fraser are doing pillows or something. And she's like, I want this pillow because, like, I have a pillow, but it's, like, rock hard and it's large. But this guest pillow is really nice. It would be really nice to have a good pillow. And he just goes, oh, great conversation. All right, well, get back to doing whatever it is that you're doing poorly.
Well, because she goes, yeah, she's like, I have a pillow, but it's rock hard and large. And he goes, you don't like rock hard and large? And she goes, oh, I love rock hard and large, but not behind my head, more like in my face. And he goes, oh, great conversation. See you later.
Yeah, with Haley, he can do it. But with Camille, he's like, gross. So then, disgusting. The guests are coming in 30 minutes, everyone. And so Camille is doing some laundry. She's supposed to be ironing the crew's whites or whatever they have to wear. And so Alyssa goes, wait, you have stuff to do? Okay, well, you have yours ready, right? You know what? Go ahead. I'll press my own and you can get changed. And so Camille's like, okay, good. So she goes up to Fraser and she goes, can I take a ciggy break?
Yeah. And so then Fraser's like, yes, as long as you incorporate it into the time you need to get ready. So then we see Haley doing her hair. She goes, do I look like a ginger pine apo? And meaning apple, but that's how she says apple. Apo. And then, basically Camille is just like smoking her ciggy and she just doesn't finish doing anyone's whites that they all need to get changed into. So Alyssa has to do it instead, which is bullshit because it's bullshit.
It's bullshit. She shouldn't have offered to do it. It's Camille's damn job.
Yeah.
So then Alyssa, she's talking to Haley and she's like, I mean, you know how Camille was supposed to do our whites? Well, I thought she had something to do. So I was like, go do it and I'll finish. But then she asked for a cigarette. I mean, who does that?
Yeah. Camille's terrible. She really is. So now here come the guests and someone goes, ooh, looks like there's a lot of glamour on that dock. And Captain Lee goes, well, there's a lot of glamour right here, everyone. No one's at kiddo level yet. Just want to say, we're joking. I did say there's glamour here. None of you are kiddos. So don't get it in your head.
So they're doctors, all these ladies. And I love that it's like a group who's not going, woo. They're just like, woo, nice boat. Woo. Yeah. And the captain's like, it is so goddamn nice to do something for someone who has sacrificed so much over the last 2 years. These are the people when you see when you go to the emergency room, they save your life. So if you want to get drunk and barf over the side of the deck, guess what? Captain's going to be right there to hold your hair back, wipe your mouth, say you got a goddamn plane ticket home. I don't care what you do for people. You just barfed on my goddamn deck. Get the fuck off my deck. Ah, damn it. MD.
You've got a goddamn plane ticket to Funland because that's what our yacht is going to, doctors. Have at it. Barf wherever you want to barf.
So Fraser's like, all right, ladies, would you like to follow me up here? And they're like, yeah.
Yes. Period. And then he's like, well, everyone, so we're trying to avoid bringing glassware up on the deck so we can avoid anyone getting hurt. Although, even though you're a nurse, says I'm pretty sure you can deal with it. And they're like, doctors. And like, even though we love our nurses, we're motherfucking doctors.
Yeah, it's like, awkward. So then the anchor is coming up. Let's hustle on that goddamn stern line. And Ross is like, Katie, go. She's like, I'm not just a pretty face. Not just a pretty face.
Yeah. And let's get that stern off. So they're trying to leave the dock, but they're getting blown back towards the dock or something. And basically, they are, like, as they're approaching the dock, they're like, we're going to hit where the fender can't help us. I'm like, wait, why is there a part of the boat that the fender cannot help? What is the point of the fender if it leaves a part of the boat vulnerable? This is a big fender issue for me.
Closing in. We're going to hit it. You're so close. You're going to be in a... Kira Sedgwick's going to play you in a television show called The Closer. Move! He's like, God damn it, we're all going to die. God damn it, man, this is yachting. If you missed it by 2 inches, you still missed it. And that's why I get the big bucks. And we missed it. Big bucks incoming.
We missed it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, turns out there was a part of the boat that could not be covered by a fender, and it didn't even matter. Because we didn't even hit. So it's okay, everyone. Ben, you got mad about that fenderless area for no good reason. Made you take a stance on the podcast about something that wasn't very important. Took up everyone's time. And guess what? Didn't matter in the end. So,
sorry, Edie Sedgwick. You don't have a job. So then Alyssa is talking to the guests at the bar. And she's like, oh, my God, where are you guys from? And Dr. Jones is talking about how she lives in Florida. And she's like, with my 20 Jamaican family members. And Alyssa's like, that's how we do. My dad's from Jamaica, too. So I get it. So they now for that, they woo. They're like, yeah, Jamaica.
Yeah, and then Alyssa talks about how her relationship with her dad is rocky because he's controlling and strict and everything. And then meanwhile, Ross is telling Captain Lee that he wants to have Ben have a go at anchoring because he feels like he's ready to do it. And Lee's like, okay, sure. So they go, Ross goes up to Ben. He's like, how do you feel about being the person to let the anchor go? And Ben's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. Which means that Ben gets to, I guess, stand and watch that chain go down and be like, full shackles. So it's cool.
It's a big moment. So then we see the ladies talking, and one of them is like, yeah, you know, working with your best friend. I mean, we run a really positive ER together. There is nothing more comforting than running a code with your best friend. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Sisterhood.
I'm just imagining like, splattering. Are we about to say the same thing? Someone just like with like a leg that's fallen off and like a gunshot in their torso, like, and like two doctors being like, okay, bestie, this one's for us.
You pick, yeah, you pick the lunch place today. No, you, it's my turn last time.
You do it. Hey, remember 20 years ago when we went to McDonald's and then I totally got the wrong burger? Yes! Save me.
So Rachel is saying that they want an Italian-esque glam-themed night. And she's like, I love this. I'm doing a Hollywood glam theme. Like, what the fuck? If it was Hollywood, you wouldn't even have dinner. It'd be like anorexia-fueled. Like, you'd be on alcohol and cocaine and hate.
Like, geez, someone hasn't had a good trip.
I know. It's crazy. Crazy. Maybe sort of accurate. So then anchor's dropping. Anchor, this is Ben's big moment. Ben, will you be able to watch that anchor? The anchor's dropped. So now Dr. Jones orders a drink from Camille, and then Alyssa's
they're really making her out to be a drunk, right? Because every time they show Dr. Jones, yeah, they just keep cutting to – every time something happens, they cut to Dr. Jones going, I'll have a drink, please. So they're like, Dr. Jones coming in for the alcoholic storyline. Dun, dun, dun.
So Alyssa is like, Alyssa volunteers to help Camille with all this and everything. And so the doctors are all cavorting and they want like more drinks, more drinks. And Camille's basically downstairs, like by where the doctors are. And they're asking for drinks. So then Camille is like lying. She's actually lying on an uninflated pool toy, basically, just like relaxing. And so she radiates up to Alyssa, like, hey, Alyssa, Camille, how are we looking on those skinny marks? Like, so awful, just not helping, like, literally on her back.
So then a little later, she's like standing on the balcony of the boat, just watching the sunset. And she's like, this is my favorite time of day, guys. And Ross is like, what? Standing around on deck doing nothing, is it? God, that wasn't even sexual. This girl's really going to get on my nerves.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they're like setting up Hollywood glamour, and then Fraser's like, well, this looks horrendous, but what do you want from me? I mean, I don't know what to make for these awful American sluts. They may be doctors, but this is sluts. There, I said it. It's absurd. It's terrible. So then Rachel, meanwhile, is making a truffle dinner. That was the plan. They wanted a truffle dinner. And she's like, well, I call this for these beautiful women doctors, the muff truff experience. But of course, she can't find her truffle. Which, by the way, okay, so I love Chef Rachel. I love Chef Rachel, but this is like the third charter in a row where like the main ingredient has been fucked up. There was the unthawed beef, the frozen beef, which then delayed it for like an hour. Then you had the fish thing, the surf and turf, where the fish had gotten rancid. And now a truffle tasting menu where she can't find the truffle. Something either like the show is sabotaging her or something is definitely going wrong in that galley.
She's turning into a Big Brother contestant. Because you know how Big Brother, whenever they're playing the competitions, they do the diary room session. And they're like, no one is better than hanging off a hot dog-shaped, schlongy type thing than me. I'm going to win this competition. No one is going to beat me. I need this head of household. And I am going to. And then it cuts to them falling off the hot dog. That's Rachel in every episode. She's like, want
truffle dinner? They're going to get the best fucking truffle dinner that ever fucking truffled. I'm going to do this shit. I'm just going to.
It's like, can't find the truffles.
I know. Every episode. Yeah. So the doctor, so now we get doctor drama. Now we're starting to get it. So there's this one doctor, I forgot her name, Holly.
Holly.
So Holly, we just hear her voice.
She talks like this, all stuck together.
So she's like, Jules, you are 20 minutes late already. Get your clothes on, sister. Jules, I'm a hungry white bitch. Come on. Jules, I need you, honey, right now. If you make me wait and eat, I'm going to cut a bitch, Jules.
So it's actually Jewel, Dr. Jewel Jones.
Oh, sorry, Jewel.
And Jewel. So the ladies, just by the way, this Holly is going to get punched already. I mean, who does that?
Yeah. Hey, sister.
And so Jewel comes out, and then Holly's like, and the Oscar goes to Jewel Jones. Nope, the Oscar, I think it should go to Michelle Pearl, because Michelle is the one who got us all here together. And that was monumental.
And actually, Jules was the one who had given the Oscar to herself. She was like, the Oscar goes to me. And then Haley takes the Oscar from her, the fake Oscar, I should mention, and gives it to Michelle. And so the music goes, like, wow, stole the Oscar.
So then Rachel's freaking out about the truffle. I can't believe I lost the woman. Okay, so then we go back to the ladies, and they're all taking a group picture. They're sitting on a bench outside taking a picture. And Alyssa's taking it. And Jules like, okay, guys, whatever you normally do, don't do it because it's not working this way. Oh, God, my hair. Like, I think my hair doesn't work like this. You know what? It's not working to the side like this. So Holly grabs her hair and pulls it, and her wig starts to come off. And she's like, yeah, normally I don't pull your hair, but I thought I would pull your hair. I pulled her hair.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a horrifying moment. Because it's, yeah. A, you're pulling a wig off of someone in general. But also, I feel like there's a lot of cultural, well, not that I feel like, I know there's a lot of cultural significance for black women and their hair. And like, you're a white lady, not only touching the hair, which is already a no-no, but you're actually actively pulling it on national TV. Ooh, I was like, this is not good,
Holly. You're horrifying to watch. Yeah.
That was horrifying.
Yeah. And so Holly's like, I was just teasing you. Holly, what is she? Is she mad at me now? Oh, my God. Is she mad? Whatever. I guess she's mad at me. And so her friend is like, let's go to the bathroom. So they get up, and Jewel turns to Michelle, her friend, and she's like, listen, I'm going to fuck up your friend. So tell her to stop the shit with me. This passive-aggressive shit has to stop, Michelle, because if not, I'm going to check her, and that's not going to go okay. Okay? She's like, okay.
Yeah, she's like, I said everyone do something different. Like, why is she pulling my hair? So now Holly's in the bathroom with Dr. Allah or whatever. And she's like, I was just being silly. And she's like, well, yeah, I know. But like, in the moment when that happens, you just have to kind of like step back, you know, like basically Holly's doing one of these things. Like, what's wrong? I just pulled her hair off on national television, a respected doctor. I just pulled her hair off. What's wrong with that?
So then Jewel is still like, yeah, that took everything in me, Michelle. And Michelle's like, I know. So Holly's like, yeah, well, I didn't want to cause anything, but like, I'm generally like a neutral human being. So then Alyssa is telling the other stews what happened. And Haley's like, that is hellish. That is Alice. Hey, Frasier, dinner. Oh, this is Holly again. She's like, Frasier, dinner was supposed to be half an hour ago. What happened to dinner, Frasier? It's like, man, Holly's just going to suck all night long.
She is. Wow. Yeah. I mean, she's not just problematic, but she's also demanding, too. So then, so Frasier takes the ladies to the table and everything. And Rachel's just talking about how she's still looking for a truffle. And she's like, yeah, you know, when you have a big boat, you know, it's really easy to lose a truffle. I feel like if you have something like a truffle, which is like probably the most expensive ingredient on board, you put it in like a special glass case and you do not lose it at all, ever. So she decides she's going to make up for the lack of the truffle by just cooking everything that has truffle in it, like with truffle butter and truffle cheese and truffle this and truffle that, which is a pretty good workaround.
So she makes mushroom soup, but just puts truffle oil in it. So then we go to Ross and Alyssa talking, and she's putting on gloves for service. And he's like, oh, wow, you've got gloves too. She's like, bend over and cough. So then more food comes out, and Holly's like, hey, can you tell us, like, what this food is?
Yeah. And and she's like, yeah. She's just being really demanding. And then we also see, by the way, down in the kitchen or in the galley, Rachel is, like, cooking and, like, and plating and everything. And Camille's just standing next to Rachel. She found some sort of small hand mirror. And Camille is just looking herself in this little mirror and rotating around to get the best angle in the mirror. Like a little, like a cartoon from the 40s or something. Just looking at herself in a mirror.
So Holly's like, oh my God, when is more food coming? And Jewel just mutters to her friend, this bitch. And Holly's like, well, the truffle cheese was very good. And I really appreciate when people can say, I had a bad day. I'm sorry, it was not my moment. And Jewel says, well, we're grown enough to not be assholes at a certain age, you know?
Well, I'm working on that. I'm working on it.
Work in progress. And she's like, yeah, but like at a certain age, you should know not to be an asshole. And I stand by that. And Holly goes, we're all human and we all make mistakes. And I messed up. I'm sorry. It was like a deeply insincere apology.
Yeah. So then risotto's delivered. And then dessert's delivered. And it's a vanilla honey panna cotta. And Jewel's like, oh my God, your details and the presentation was
So yeah, Rachel's like, I just pulled off a truffle tasting menu without the truffle. Like, we resuscitated this dinner service. So now the doctors go upstairs to the hot tub, and Alyssa's giving Camille instructions, and Camille's of course getting real pissy. She's like, there's like no regard for the amount of work I'm doing, because like being a Dexu, everyone sees me as not doing enough, yet I'm doing twice the thing. It's like I feel like the runt of the pack. I feel like the little baby that can't get to the nipple. Okay. I feel like the college freshman that isn't able to date a quarterback yet. You know what I'm saying?
You're the stew who can't iron is what you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just start there. Okay. And all Alyssa's doing is telling her, do the fridges, make sure there's champagne. Like, we've been through this, right?
Yeah.
So then meanwhile, the ladies are like, oh my God, Ben, take off your shirt, Ben. He's like, okay. So he takes off his shirt and like does some really awkward stripping dancing around them, and they woo a lot. And so then Alyssa's like, okay, so Camille, could you do this one down here? She goes, I mean, what is it you need? She goes, girl, it's literally what I told you to do already. Okay. You see the space where more bottles can go? Yeah. You need to fill those spaces.
Camille goes, oh, so you wanted it full? Yeah. Full. Oh, full stocked. Full stocked. She says like full stocked as if it was like, oh, you didn't say the stocked part. So when you said full, I thought you just meant like, you know, something. Like, it makes no sense why she thinks full is not enough. She goes, you know, Alyssa, if you have so much time to walk around and do these checks, maybe you can grab it. And Alyssa's like, yeah, I would love not to check your work, but you're making me check your work. So full stocked, full stocked.
Five more sparkling. Yes, five more sparkling. Okay, is everything done? Yacht style? And Camille's like, super Camille yacht style. Joke's on me, I guess. So she walks off all mad that she still has to fully stock a refrigerator.
I know. It's like literally the easiest task that she has. So, yeah, and Alyssa's like, yeah, Camille just like doesn't want to do her job, but she also doesn't want to be corrected, which is just childish, which seems to be true. So now it's the next morning, and the music is like very serious. And Captain Lee is getting a call from Dr. Garcia, and he's telling his doctor that he's still having issues with his leg, and it, you know, it's giving out, it won't support anything. So the doctor's kind of like, yeah, you need to come in to be checked out.
Yeah. So then is it the next morning? I think it is.
It is. Or
is it? Yeah, it's the next morning.
Well, it was 6 a.m. when he got the call. It's 7 a.m. when people start waking up.
Yeah. So then we just see Tony kind of staring off into the like the little town. And he's like, I'm craving pizza lately. I'm starting to lose my mind. Oh, God. What should we do? Because they're having to wait for the guests to get up. And Katie's with them. And she's like, there's nothing we can do. You know, like even like the most gorgeous people in the world sometimes have to wait. That's what I tell myself.
I love that because Tony is craving pizza lately, that qualifies as him losing his mind. Is that what like really fit people do? It's like, oh my God, I craved pizza. As if like pizza is not something you normally crave for in life. Like, wow.
Yeah, but
you crave pizza?
It does start to spin him out, you know, and it made me feel seen, you know, because if I'm craving pizza and I don't get it, I start to spin out too. So he's like, yeah. Oh my God, you know, I have trouble with it. I don't like it. It's like psychological torture. Oh, waiting. This is how I lose my mind. I lose my mind and then I get grumpy and then the dark side, you know? She's like, the hot side? Yeah, I know. I hate when it's dark, you know what really too, because people can't see how hot I am.
Yeah, you know what really helps? Topless Thursdays. Yeah, really helps get the stress out. So he's like, so then they're like, Ross is like, hey, by the way, you got to go change your shirt. Like, you're only supposed to wear a t-shirt when it's off charter. And he's like, never have I seen so many uniforms in my entire life. First pizza, then uniforms. I'm so grumpy.
This is my punishment for all the sins I've committed in the past. And Ben's like, his vibe has changed. I don't think he really understands how yachting works. It never ends. So then it's beach picnic time, guys. Dun, dun, dun. So Fraser and Ross are starting to plan the beach stuff. And Fraser's like, I'll go with Camille, start this stuff at the beach. And then we cut to the doctors. And one of the ladies is like, guys, I love pink now. Like, I used to not wear pink, but now I love pink. Like, wow. It's amazing.
What a terrible, terrible color for a terrible... terrible person. That's just like Fraser from the side looking at the pink.
And Jewel's like, I am ready for this day. I'm not drinking anymore, okay, guys? They're like, you already ordered a mimosa. After that.
So Alyssa needs jalapenos and tequila from Camille. And Camille's like, I'm on deck now, so I want to make that clear. You're not my boss. Which is so rude. So then Camille goes up to Ben and is like, she's totally fucking convinced that she's my boss. Is she my boss? Is she my boss? Like, I kind of feel like she is your boss, actually. She's the second stew.
Yeah, so packing, getting the picnic ready, and Fraser, you know, whatever, they're cleaning. So then Camille is like, just to let you guys know, we've got cutlery and plates coming with the guests. And Alyssa's like, and the coolers, right? And Camille is just like chilling on the tender, not answering the radio. So Alyssa says, can I please get a copy on the coolers? And Camille goes, can I please get a copy on the coolers?
And Camille's like, I don't know where the coolers are, and I've never heard anything about the coolers, and not sure why it's my responsibility to bring the coolers on. Like, such a brat. Like, so awful.
She and really is just an asshole. And then she gets on the radio, and she goes, I don't have the coolers, and no one was able to give me a clear, definitive answer on where they were, so...
Alyssa's like, yeah, so the coolers are specifically, they're in this corner of the boat, like right under the light bulb that flickers every 3 seconds and adjacent to a red fluffy fleece blanket. And in fact, I left a series of arrows on the floor that would lead you to the cooler. Can you just follow that path of arrows, please? Thank you very much.
And Camille responds, the guests are ready to get to the beach, so the guests come first. And Fraser's like, oh, no, you know, because everybody can hear them. This is on the radio.
Yeah.
And the captain just goes, God damn it.
And Alyssa's like, yeah, so the coolers have the guests' water and champagne and wine and everything, and you cannot send the guests without those coolers. And so Fraser's like, this is absolutely absurd. I think I've been too kind. I can't just be Mr. Nice Guy. I need to put my foot down and stop this. I'm going to have to be that bitch. I'm like, Fraser, that's what you were hired to be, okay? Why were you trying to be nice? Your whole thing is that you are that bitch. Be the bitch.
Except he's not really, because he says he's that, but then he gets to the people and he's like, I'm going to need you to maybe do this a little bit better. Love you. Call me. It's all going to be great. You're wonderful. Let's hug.
I know, but he needs to put that away because we see his potential. We need his bitch flower to bloom. He's in his second season.
Well, that's
so then,
true.
Meanwhile, Ben finds the cooler, which is not hard to do because the cooler is like adjacent to this like tender, you know? And she's like, no one told me where the cooler was, so I can't actually put it on board. Unfortunately, I'm like, just use your eyes and look to the left.
So she's like, we found the coolers, guys. We found the coolers.
And Alyssa's like, wow, I bet they were right where I said they were. And so Camille's like, bitch. Alyssa's like, bitch. And that's pretty much season. It. Yeah.
And that was it. That was, they did, I have to say, thank you to the producers for not making that cooler or cliffhanger. Like, they could have made us wait a whole week to find out that the cooler was next to the tender, and they just put it on the tender. But they let it, they're like, you know what? We're not going to do that to our audience. We'll put the cooler on board and then end the episode.
Yeah, because it's two Below Deck eps in a row. Because Below Deck Adventure was also about coolers this week. A lot of cooler mentions this week on Bravo.
There was the missing cooler that was just in a bit. That was also like right next door.
Where is the cooler?
Yeah. Anyway, that was it.
That was that it. Was the end so, of the episode. Everybody, thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow with some Below Deck Adventure. And later this week with Southern Hospitality, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and Winter Housing. So join us and go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens for our bonus episodes and video recaps. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna. Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby. It's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.